most of the guys who were driving were making about two runs a day from the asphalt yard to the job site. Well, being the non-competitive person that I am, the minute I started driving a dump truck, I decided I was going to get in three runs a day. And after I did that consistently over about 3 weeks, our boss, Billy John, had a meeting with everybody and said, if Chuck can make three runs a day, everybody can make three runs a day. Well, I became very popular. June 27th, came to find out that a car had hit two horses. So Billy John asked me to go get these two dead horses and take them to the county dump. And he said, when you finish with that, just get in on the overlay job on Highway 54. So that's kind of the backdrop to this. I go out, dispose of the horses, and then head to the asphalt yard. As I'm doing so, I'm thinking, I can't make as many runs today as everybody else. So I'm thinking I'm behind the eight ball. And then I think, maybe I can haul as much asphalt as they do. So I go to the asphalt yard. Guy gets a front-end loader full of asphalt, dumps it in my truck, gets another scoop, dumps it in my truck, and backs away expecting me to pull off. And I give him the come on sign with my hand. He looks at me. He gets another scoop of asphalt, dumps it in the truck, backs away, thinking, okay, now I'm gone. I give him the come on sign. He looks at me incredulously, gets another scoop of asphalt, dumps it in my truck. Then I pull away and go. Whereas usually we would haul anywhere from 3 to 3.5 tons of asphalt. That particular day, I was hauling a little over 7 tons of asphalt, thinking I'm going to be able to match everybody in terms of tonnage. And I'm headed down Highway 15 to this job site. And I start thinking, I've decided that for reasons I can't understand, God has called me into ministry. I better decide that I really believe this. So I am running over in my mind arguments for the existence of God, trying to process, do I really believe this or not? When all of a sudden I hear this loud boom, and I think that the suspension snapped. And with that load, that top-heavy load, the truck starts fishtailing. And I start fighting the steering wheel, trying to hold the truck straight, trying to keep it in the road. And I remember at one point just saying out loud, take it, Lord, at which point I look up and it is now headed off the road and is headed straight at, I think it was a pine tree. And I realized that I was about to hit this tree head on at, 40 to 55 miles an hour with 7 tons of asphalt behind me. And I thought, okay, this is it. I thought I was going to die. And then I remember thinking, very clearly thinking, wait a minute, I thought my whole life was supposed to pass before me. And then there's just all this movement and everything, and it stops. And I am hanging upside down in the truck. I climb out through the window, and there's asphalt all over the place. The passenger side of the cab was completely crushed. I should have been crushed. I should have been killed. And to walk away from it with a slightly wrenched back and a cut on my arm confirmed for me my call to ministry. And there's some reason that I'm still alive. And I still believe that to this day. Amen. 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 This little light of mine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine to show my love.